Good morning. We'd like to see the title, Six Shields. In the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verses 1 through 17. For online pupils, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, and I looked and behold a white horse, he who sat on it had a bow and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Who is a rider on a white horse? Number 2, in verse 6, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine. What is a quart of wheat for a denarius talking about? Last question 3, in verse 11, then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. Who would be killed? First of all, we'd like to see backgrounds. This book was probably written by John in 1950 AD. Chapter 1, verse 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. So God delivered the things which must shortly take place to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Jesus Christ, through angel delivered it to John. Also, we can see candlestick is a symbol of a church. Star is a symbol of a minister of each church. Chapter 1, verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven gold lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. So stars, the angels of the seven churches. Angel meaning angelos, the Greek word. One means spiritual creature, angel. The other one, messenger. So stars we can deem as the minister of a church. But the other one, lampstand, are the seven churches. Lampstand or a candlestick is a symbol of a church. Also, the chapter 1 was the past tense. Chapter 2 and 3, that church age, so present tense. So typical seven churches are selected by the Lord Jesus Christ, not all churches. Seven churches covers an entire church, like the samples over anti-churches. So present church age. Then chapter 4 through 22 in the future. So 4 through 5, that raptured the church. The Lord Jesus Christ catch up the all believers into heaven. That is talks about chapter 4 and 5. Chapter 6 through 18 talks about great tribulation to be occurred on the earth. Chapter 19, the last part, Jesus coming on the earth. the second coming. Daniel chapter 20, millennium kingdom, 21, 22, new heaven and earth. This chapter 6 is the first of three judgments. In chapter 9 and chapters 8 and 9 in the seventh seal, talking about trumpet and the bowls in chapter 16 are the other two judgments. So here, first seal talks about the coming Antichrist, verses 1 and 2. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, total seven seals. So today it talks of six seals, but the seventh seal talks about chapter 8 and 9. And I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thunder, come and see. So four living creatures, Revelation chapter 4, verse 7. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man. The first living creature was like a flying eagle. So living creatures talk about angels. So one angel looks like a lion, the other one calf, the third one man, the first one flying eagle. So like a vision, saying with a voice like a thunder, come and see. Right here, and see, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a white horse, he who sat on it. So a certain man who sat on the white horse had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. So Antichrist is coming, talks about. Antichrist, the Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. So Antichrist is also mentioned as the man of sin, or the son of perdition. So this is not chapter 19, verse 14, Jesus Christ. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. So in chapter 19, Jesus Christ also is riding on white horses. That's different from chapter 6, a rider on white horse. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, Antichrist is coming the first 3.5 years. He is going to treat people very nicely. So the Jewish people as well as the Gentiles consider him as a Messiah. But the middle of the seven days, which meaning 3.5 years, Antichrist declares by himself as God. So at that moment, the 140,000 among Jewish people disobeyed Antichrist as longer. Also, some Gentiles also disobeyed. So those people are going to be martyred. So then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, 7 days. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. But in the middle of the week, 3.5 years, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abomination, hatred things, either because God hatred to idols. Abomination shall be one who make desolate. So abomination that causes desolation, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. Jesus also cited this particular Daniel chapter 9 verse 27, Matthew 24 verses 15 and 16. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, you know, which is the son of perdition, you know, or Antichrist or a man of sin, spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. So the rider on a white horse is Antichrist. Then second seal is opened. Second seal opens over what? The word, in a great word. When he opened the second seal, Jesus Christ opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying. So we see, you know, the four living creatures. One is looks like a lion, the other one is a calf, the other one man, first one eagle, kind of thing. The second living creature saying, you know, probably like a calf or a cow, come and see. Another horse, fire red, no, red horse, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it. So basically, rider, the sitting on a fire red horse, take a piece from the earth, and that the people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. So kill each other. That is, great war will occur when Jesus opens the second seal. So why? Because those when a church or the group of born again Christians are raptured by the Lord Jesus Christ into heaven, on the earth the great tribulation will occur. So they will receive judgment to deliver justice by the Lord. You know, second one is the great word. Then third seal is opened. When he or Jesus opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, the third living creature like a man, come and see. So I looked and behold a black horse, now a rider sitting on a black horse. When he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of a barley for denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine. So denarius actually Roman the money unit, you know, silver unit. At that time, denarius was the ordinary pay for a day's labor. For example, in California, hourly $8 and a quarter, something like that. So per day is probably $64. So if you want to buy a quart of wheat, you would pay $64, and too expensive. So this one is talks about famine, because too expensive, the poor people are hard to buy, you know, the wheat, you know, for survival. So it's a three quarts of barley. So three quarts for barley, also $64. You know, very highly expensive, but the rich man can survive. Right here, do not harm the oil and the wine. The oil and the wine is a secondary, the factored, you know, product. You know, oil, you know, first of all, you know, you should get, you know, some barley, you know, taking up certain oil, or wheat oil, or sesame oil, you know, vegetable oil. The wine also, you know, grape, you know, So you could make from grapes. So second, those one are expensive. So the rich one could survive by selling expensive one, the oil and the wine, you know, to buy a relatively cheaper one, you know, wheat or barley to survive. So this is a quart of wheat of denarius and 3 quarts of barley for denarius. Basically talk about famine. The fourth seal talks about death. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature. So there is like a flying eagle saying, come and see. So I looked and behold, a pale horse. And the name of him who sat on it was Death. Now Death is one judgment, one form of judgment. And Hades followed with him. Hades meaning graves, you know, Death's, the dead body, you know, will be into a grave. Hades followed with him, and power was given to them over force of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Beast is also is a form of an antichrist, you know. So the beast, man of sin, you know, son of perdition, antichrist, Christ, you know, all of them said, by the beast of the earth. So fourth, one of a frozen people, you know, will be killed. So what's it meaning today? 7 billion people, you know, on the earth, but about 2 billion people are killed because of sword and worried hunger, famine, you know, and so on. Then is the fifth seal talks about when he opened the fifth seal, verse 9 through 11. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for their testimony. So for the word, because of God's word, they are killed, which means martyrs here. Those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. So they are martyrs. So right here is interesting. Already all believers or church is raptured by the Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. This happening occurs on the earth. So those who had been slain, martyred. So which meaning during great tribulation, they martyrs, you know, recognize Antichrist not as a Messiah. Therefore, they wouldn't obey or worship Antichrist, you know, as a Messiah and, you know, or God. So those people are slain. So those who had been slain for the word of God, for the testimony, are those who are left behind on the earth after the Lord, you know, raptures his church into heaven. So Revelation chapter 13 verses 15 through 17, he was granted the power to give breath to the image of the beast, he is Antichrist, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed, so not worshipped. Two, image of the beast, you know, shall be killed, slayed, or martyred. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the right hand or on their foreheads. And then no one may buy or sell except the one who has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So, no exception. So rich, poor, you know, free, slave man, you know, small, great, no exception. So in order to buy something, you must receive a mark, you know, from beast. If you do not receive mark, you will be slayed. Chapter 14, verse 9 and 10, the angel, you know, warned not to take, not to receive a mark. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image, or Antichrist, assignees, in a beast and his image, and receives his mark on his forehead or his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which meaning they will be subject to the wrath of God, you know, the God's judgment. So therefore, those people would not receive the beast mark. So therefore, they were killed by the beast, which is poured out the full strength into cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire, brimstone, in the presence of the holy angels, in the presence of the Lamb. So Jonah chapter 2 verse 8 said, those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. So, you know, some Gentiles wouldn't receive beast mark. So which one, they wouldn't receive worthless idols mark. So no. So, but if you accept idol, idols mark or beast mark, you forsake God's mercy. So you wouldn't be, you know, forgiven. Rather than subjected to God's wrath. Chapter 7, verse 9 in the book of Revelation. After this thing, I looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. These are all nations, tribes, peoples, tongues on the earth. Those are people, martyrs. Not, you know, the present church age, the Christians. No, not talking about the Christians in the present church age. This one is in the future. The during church age, they don't believe Jesus Christ is a Messiah, but during Great Tribulation, they will believe Jesus Christ is a Messiah. So those are people, martyrs, you know, will be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are people standing on the, also 144,000 Israelites too. So, we can see this is a martyred, you know, Christians in a great tribulation. And they cried with a loud voice to say, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth, meaning you know, the process of great tribulation on the earth, not in heaven. Then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed or was fulfilled. Then verses 12 through 17, last verse talks about cosmic calamity or cosmic catastrophes or you know, astronomical calamity or cataclysmic calamity. So all the things, you know, the synonym, you know, that is a cataclysmic, is an earthquake and a volcano kind of thing. So I looked when Jesus opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, right here, great earthquake. It talks about cataclysmic catastrophes right here. And the sun become black as a sackcloth of a hair. The moon became like a blur, and the stars over heaven fell. This is a meteorite showers. The stars heaven fell, you know, meteorite showers to the earth. As a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. So cosmic calamity, talk about here. Also, the Bible's prophecy talks about, you know, cosmic calamity. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 13. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the days of his fierce anger. So the earth will move out of her place. So it looks like the axis, you know, shifted, you know, might be changed, extend the earth, move out. The original, you know, the axis, you know, the shift, you know, changed externally like that. Also, I will shake heavens, you know, cosmic calamity, right here it talks about. Chapter 24, verse 20, the earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard. So earthquake, the great, you know, earthquake talks about a cataclysmic calamity, talks about its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again, transgression, because of their unbelief, so their, you know, sin. So that's why, you know, God delivered God's justice, you know, upon earth. Also, Isaiah chapter 34, verse 4, all the host of heaven shall be dissolved. Did talk about cosmic calamity, and the heavens shall be rolled up like a scroll or a book, and their host shall fall down, here, meteorite shower, and the leaf falls from the vine, and as a fruit falling from a fig tree. So meteorite shower, you know, which talks about right here, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind, the stars of heaven fell to the earth. Then Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken. So cosmic calamity, also great earthquake, shaken. As of the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken but remain. So the things which cannot be shaken, which thing? The eternal kingdom. Acts chapter 22, verse 19, also disciple Peter talks about, I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke, you know, like a volcano kind of thing, which the book of Acts, you know, talk about, you know, cataclysmic catastrophe. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place, and the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, no exception to unbelievers, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountain. They tried to hide by themselves into every possible area, caves in the rocks over mountains and said to the mountains, rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb. But the answer is, no room to escape. That is verse 17. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Rhetorical question. The answer is, nobody stand for the wrath of the Lamb. So the Lamb is basically talks about very mild kind characteristic, but the wrath, this is a wrath, is a righteous anger, because God is love, also God is just, God is righteous. So God is suffering for a long time. God is waiting so patiently, but in his time, God delivered judgment on a great tribulation period on the earth. That moment, the Lamb's wrath, anger, righteous anguish, will be poured upon the earth to unbelievers. So we can see, you know, the Jesus' anger, because the temple of prayer, you know, some people sell, you know, a lot of product, you know, they use the temple of prayer as a commercial, you know, marketplace. That's why Jesus turned the table, you know, the money coin changes table, you know, down, you know. So Jesus expressed his wrath about that righteousness. So let's see each question. In verse 2, and I looked and behold a white horse, he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Who is a rider on a white horse? Right here, Antichrist, or the son of a perdition, or the man of a sin, or a beast. In verse 6, and I heard a voice in the midst of the first living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine. What is a quart of wheat for denarius talking about? Let's talk about famine situation, because a denarius, an ordinary fare for one day work. So one day work in a whole salary will be paid to buy wheat to survive by himself. So the famine, you know, the poor people are hard to survive, but the rich people, you know, possibly might just survive, you know, by selling expensive one, oil and wine, then buy wheat or barley. Question 3, in verse 11, then a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. Who would be killed? That is martyrs. Martyrs, during great tribulation, those people will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as a savior. So not worshiping Antichrist as a God. So not receiving beast mark. So those martyrs do not include raptured churches with the Lord. So we are singing all together Amazing Grace, so we are going to pray with the benediction.